North Carolina's governor called the legislature into special session today, the fifth this year. The purpose? To repeal House Bill 2, the law that limits protections for the LGBT community. It's known as the bathroom bill. Lawmakers have yet to repeal the law, and to tell us where things stand now, we're joined by Jeff Tiberi, State House reporter for WUNC Radio. And Jeff, what's going on right now at the state legislature in Raleigh?
Well, the Senate lawmakers took a recess, a 10-minute recess, and that was just about 80 minutes ago. So it continues to be a day of intrigue here in North Carolina. There has been a piece of legislation introduced in the Senate. It would repeal House Bill 2. And at the same time, it would also ban any municipality, any city or county, from passing a non-discrimination ordinance of its own for the next 6 months. And this relates back to what preceded House Bill 2, which was a local ordinance out of Charlotte. Now, Republican State Senator Phil Berger, arguably the most powerful politician, lawmaker in the state, says that this serves as a reset.
It gives everyone an opportunity to start over. You don't get those chances very often. And that six-month cooling off period, that's 6 months for us to work through this.
Now, opponents of House Bill 2, who have been calling for a repeal since it was hastily passed in March, say that this is not a true cancellation. They assert that it doubles down on discrimination. And as I mentioned, the new bill calls for a 180-day cooling off period. And the Democrats, largely, and the opponents of this new measure say that this just isn't a full repeal.
Jeff, explain this to us. Governor McCrory, who is still in office, is a Republican. He called this session. Republicans control the legislature. Why has this not been a smooth process?
Because not much about North Carolina politics seems to be very smooth these days, right? If this moves forward in the Senate, which may happen any moment, it then goes to the North Carolina House, which is a bigger and much more diverse body. And when I say that, I mean there are 75 Republicans in that chamber, many from deeply red places, others from suburban places, even some that represent parts of urban areas. And there are many that don't support a repeal of HB 2 because that's not what the business leaders, the religious leaders, the constituency of those representatives from conservative areas are hearing. I did speak with one Democratic lawmaker in the House. His name is Chris Groh, and he says that this simply would not be a true repeal.
I think it's nothing more than HB 2.2. It doubles down on discrimination by continuing to preempt municipal-level non-discrimination protections. It does so for 6 months right now. What's to say that they don't extend that another 6 months and another 6 months going into the future?
Now, if this were a clean repeal, the vote still would have been dicey in the House. As it presently stands, I do not believe that this measure, which would repeal HB 2 and also ban localities for 180 days, I don't believe it will move through the House.
Jeff, just very, very briefly, we speak of HB 2 as the bathroom bill. It does a lot more than that, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. It bans municipalities from enacting minimum wages that are higher than the national minimum wage, and it does not allow, you know, any kind of protections for the LGBT community at the local level.
Jeff Tiberi of WUNC speaking with us from the state legislature in Raleigh. Jeff, thanks.